Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, default route. On this glorious Monday, scale to 211.4 this morning. Which I should be, and probably am, happy to get that number. Because I'm back here and we eat. When I come back here, I eat. Even though I try not to. I try to say, I don't want, blah, blah, blah. Lasagna. But what I didn't do, is not get a lot of junk in the house. Not a lot of sweets. I didn't do my 8 bags of potato chips and Fig Newtons, candy corn, circus peanuts, juju fish, you know, all that kind of stuff. I didn't fill the place up with that. In fact, I didn't get any food other than what was left over from the lasagna party we had Saturday. But no idea. I went to Sparkle and I got some chicken and some kielbasa, Polish kielbasa, to put into the lasagna goop. And it was good. It was damn good. And I got some fried chicken in there too. But I didn't even touch that. Oh, yes, I did. Take that back. Last night, 3:00 in the morning, which is about, you know, midnight. My body thinks that's only midnight. And at 10:00 last night, I couldn't keep my eyes open. So I think I drifted to sleep. And of course, I know it's going to end up waking up in the middle of the night, knowing I still could sleep for another 8 hours because I didn't have to get up till noon. So, you know, working on all that logistics. But I'm well rested. That part I can say. I am very well rested. If I can say anything, I can say that I'm well rested. And it feels good. Oh, look, that's open. I can go in there, get some shots of the rocks. You're building a storm park, stormwater park here to catch, I guess, a lot of the runaway water. The runoff water, you know, that I guess kind of, you know, since it's in the city, picks up a lot of chemicals and stuff. They want to capture that and not return it to like lakes and nature and all that. So they used to be a school there. I think Boardman High School was down there once. Boardman High School had moved 2 or 3 times, I think. But I was there when I was walking by when they was tearing down that school. Yes, I'd be walking by. So, and today, it's like, turn on the app. So today, it's going to be 18 degrees warmer than yesterday. I'm like, wow. And it feels like it too. It feels good. I'm comfortable. It feels good. I was walking yesterday. It was 34, heavily overcast. It's a little bit of sun out here today.
So you can actually see the sun. A little bit of sun out here today.
Feels good. Air, I guess the humidity or the
softness of the air.
This feels comforting. This is where I'm from. This plain and simply is where I'm from and what I do. No, it's not what I do, but you know, let's not go too far. Let's not go too far into nostalgia. Then we start twisting the story just to emphasize our feelings. So, 211.8 this morning.
It's not horrible.
Now, I worked today, and I got the next 2 days off, but I should be in control of those 2 days. I should.
There's
a little bit of built-in restraint within the next 2 days that may help me through. Of course, I don't think I'm gonna drop weight like I would if I was at the default location in my default routine. And we'll stay at it. We'll keep at it. We'll keep trying to get to 10,000 steps every day, at least minimum. Work day to day, I should get. See, right now, I'm walking to the rental car place. I'm gonna walk past 224, past the San Francisco 49ers headquarter owner office to Hertz Rental Car. Then I'm gonna drive back. So I'm not gonna get my full 10,000 steps in the morning. Usually I get 10,000 steps in before I even start work. And then doing work, you know, I walk another 6,000. So I'll get my steps in doing work, and I'll get this, and I'll definitely get over 10,000. Depending on what I do tonight, you don't get up. Gotta get up early tomorrow, early at 7:30 a.m., which my body may think it's 4:30 in the morning. Drive to Cleveland, do what I do, which I want to talk about in a separate video. So I'm being not elusive, obscure, whatever, I'm being obscure, I guess. But I love this place. I love this place. I'm looking down even at the sidewalks. I just love this place. And it feels good. The air feels just so good. I don't know. I keep saying over and over and over. I don't know if it's the humidity or the moisture or whatever's in the air. It feels soft. Air in California feels hard. It almost cuts. It's not hard, but not that it has an edge, but not that it cuts, but it, you know, it's not as, it's like this air is like an air of pillows. Them hotel kind of like really soft that I can't never find. But I think my daughter got one. I think I slept on it. And I think I bought it. But I forgot where I got it from. Probably got it from Walmart. Come on, let's be real. I didn't know which one I got, but I think it was like, because them doggone hotel pillows be like soft at a different level. And I was like, I'll pay anything. I'll pay any amount of money. Where do I find these damn pillows? And then when you go looking for them, they'll even tell you. The advertisement, and I don't trust it. Advertisement say, hotel pillows. They say hotel soft pillows. They try to get you. And I'm like, if I buy this damn pillow at this price, and it ain't what I'm thinking, I can do is send it back. So, but anyhow, you know, it's just fun to bark. There it is. Amor's Hobby Shop was in there. And if you look closely, if you go over there, you can see where they rolled over Amor's Hobby Shop. They kind of painted over it with a new sign, but you can still see the Amor's writing under there. That was my hobby shop. To ride my bike out here, this far was a big deal. Sixth grade. Ride my bike on Market Street all the way down here. Nobody knew where I was going. You know, we just went out to play. I don't know where my sister was. I don't know where my mother was. She was asleep or whatever. I just know, you know, during the summertime, whatever. I get up, get on my bike, and go. I don't remember telling nobody where I was going or asking anybody or anything. And I don't think I was sneaking. You know, it wasn't like it was a law that said, you ain't allowed to go this far, or you can't go this far. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. So here we are walking to Hertz for rent a car for the next 2 days for festivities to do what I do. It's weird to come here to the ultimate remote location and then leave. But I'm gonna tell you the truth. I gotta admit it again. Came in Saturday, Got here Saturday. As soon as you know, I had a long trip. Talked about it in yesterday's video. So there wasn't a lot of rest. And as soon as I get here come granddaughter.
Granddaughter!
Here we go. Oh, God. So, you know, we with her. I'm with her for so many hours. And then she go to her father. And that's a welcome break. I ain't gonna lie. It's kind of nice to come in, get that quick injection to granddaughter and family and get settled. And we, you know, make a noise. I'm getting my stuff set up. She asked me, where the keyboard? You know, she just be, now she can talk, girl. You know, impersonate her like she can't say stuff. She can actually say stuff now. It's impressive. And the stuff she recalls is kind of impressive too. And how she puts words in, puts phrases and words that I'm thinking she don't know what means in the right place. And she asking her enunciations, what are you doing? Just, you know, she's still only three, but, you know, so you get a good ejection of that Saturday night. And she wake up Sunday, she go to her father's, don't come back till Tuesday. So I get Sunday to rest, because my daughter be there, but, you know, we got it worked out. Where she stay where she at, I stay where I'm at, and should we meet, it's cool, but if not, no need to. And like, the rule, the thing is like too, also, like if somebody in the kitchen, just let them be in there. Let's wait till they leave. Don't you go in there unless you're just trying to mess with them. You know, unless you're trying to mess with them, that's different. You know, somebody in the kitchen, just act like you sleep.
Leave it alone.
Let them do what they do. Give them their space. You know, a lot of people don't get that or understand that. They think everybody should be engaged. Oh, you're in the kitchen, you didn't even say hi. You know, walk by the, you think they think.
Just because they walk by
the door, they got to stop him. Say hi and acknowledge you in there or whatever. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. So we get along like that. And then so she don't come back till Tuesday. So I get Sunday night, Sunday, and then Monday I get a full work day in without her being there. And I kind of say that helps. I don't know if it does or not. I kind of think that kind of gets me grounded and going. I don't know. I just say it does. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, she come back, I'm off or this or that. But this Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to be gone. So, you know, we got to work that out. And she got dance class that I was supposed to be at on Wednesday. And a recital or something going on, you know. So, might have to figure something out with that as far as taking some time off work, you know. But it's fun. It's, love this place. Love this place. And I was telling my daughter, maybe the video I made yesterday, I got a nice ass setup. It's set up nice. But then again, why wouldn't it be? I wouldn't have it any other way. It's not on accident, you know? It's really not on accident that my setup is nice. Because I got the means and the foundation and the capability to have it the way I want it, regardless. So of course, I'm gonna have the ideal situation because I'm gonna work towards it. I'm gonna build it. I'm gonna make it happen. It's just this, you know, like, not like it just didn't just happen. Well, it did kind of just happen to, you know, Kimberly got this nice ass house. You know, but if she didn't, I would have made adjustments or something. So that when I came back,
it was
ideal. But I don't know if it had been this ideal to the point that where, you know, this setup is like, perfect. I guess I got my own bedroom, bathroom off that bedroom, right next to the kitchen, right next to the back door. access to a car, TV, computer, internet. I mean, whew. And granddaughter sleep upstairs, she come downstairs. I can shut my door and the door to my room, the knob is broken off. So granddaughter can't open it. Woo, win-win. But we can open it with our hands. But she can't open it yet. Woo. Because you need that. If she gets it, I'll be like, all right. I was like, I got to work now. You got to go out for a little bit. And she'll get it. She'll leave. Well, I'm getting a shower. All right, let me get a shower. You come back in. And she'll leave. You know. And we were saying that she is, she's just about
perfect.
You know, just the quote, perfect in quotes. Because basically she responds to whatever we allow her, or not program, but you know, instruct her to do. Whatever she gets away with, we can almost, you know, we say, or I should say they say, they're on the front lines. I feel even guilty putting myself in that situation, because they're on the front lines and they're doing that day to day, and I'm removed. You know, I have my input, I do my thing, you know, because I'm Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. You know, my impact can be seen, and you know, my influence, but they are on the front lines with the potty training and pacifiers and the go to sleep and discipline and that day in, day out. And you got to remember, granddaughter, the only thing she got to do is figure out how to get what she wants with these people that she see every day. That's what she's learning. That's basically everything she's learning. She got nothing else to concentrate on. She got to feed herself. She ain't got to change herself. The only thing she got to do, the only thing she has on her plate is to study how these people treat her, how she can get what she want, what does she want, you know, she developed. And of course, she gonna pick up, she gonna see every little nook and crack, every little opening. She gonna remember every little thing. Like, when she want her pacifier, or whatever, and me and Kimberly like, nope, nope. She'll go to her grandmother, and she'll like, say it real low. One time she even said, she even told her father on me. The grandmother took my pacifier. And she told her father on me one time. So she started to figure all that out. That's all she got to do. I mean, the parents and the kids, people take care of her. Got to get her dressed. They got to take care of her. They got to take care of their own life. They got to pay bills. They got to do all this other stuff. And the only thing she got to do is figure out how to get what she want from these people who take care of her. Mommy, daddy, and grandma. Yeah. And they pick up quick. They learn the tricks and they remember. They learn the tricks and they remember. And that's cool. I think that's the way it should be. I mean, ain't no should. That's the way it is. Flat out. That's just the way it is. Probably can't be any other way. I don't think it could be any other way. So we out here today, walking, nice weather, nice, relatively speaking, considering, you know, the time of year, where I'm at, and the latitude, longitude of everything. It's warm, it's nice, the ice is melting. It's ice, you gotta watch the ice too. It's slippery, it's wet, it's slippery, you will fall. You will fall. You gotta be aware of it. And it's still there in a lot of places. you will fall. So, I did 20 minutes on Youngstown, being in this beautiful city, this beautiful raggedy city. I done took the default route every time so far. So basically y'all seeing the same thing over and over. I'm recording on a higher resolution to get a better picture for posterity. That's what we do. That's what we do. This old hotel. This old kind of old style marquee wagon wheel. Nostalgia, y'all. I like this. I really do. I like this. I guess I can take pictures. Since I'm on a higher resolution, I can take pictures. And they should come out okay. Did that picture come out? It didn't do what it was supposed to do. It didn't do the sharing thing. So I don't know if it took the picture. Usually a little sharing option comes up. Let me see. Yeah, it did something. I like it when the sharing options don't come up.
I'm good.
I like it when the sharing options don't come up. I can take another picture
immediately.
Because the shutter button changes. And I think I got the volume too loud. It's hitting the red.
I gotta turn it down.
I might do that on the next video. In fact, I will. I'm gonna turn it down. I'm gonna turn the microphone down. Because it's peaking in the red. But I wanted it to peak in the red, remember? I used to like for it to peak in the red. So I might leave it. And I got a new microphone. I bought a new microphone in the airport on the way here. It got to Kimberly's house the next day. I started playing with it. And the preliminary test seemed to indicate that it's a better situation. There's some noise that ain't there. The sound quality's a little better. Of course, you know, it's not probably Lex Fridman, Sam Harris podcast quality, but I'm getting there, and I'm working on my content while I do. And let's just face it, I'm not spending a lot of money. I'm hardly spending any money. $100 for the mic, which is nothing. $100 for the mics, which is nothing. I kind of hooked it up, did this, did that, did a quick test. Then I listen to it in the car with the volume up so you can hear a wider range of sounds and noises. Also, I think I should not have the compressor on. I think because the compressor does what it does, and it actually increases noise that I don't want. And I think I'm getting enough gain, so I might work it without the compressor. Because it was just some noises in there that if you listen to it listen to my podcast on the phone, you might not hear it. If you listen to it on the computer, you might not hear it. If you put headphones on or listen to it in the car, you can hear a little bit of the gate closing after it gets quiet. You can hear the staticky, noisy stuff. And I was like, because I'll be listening to podcasts, and I see a podcast that I think looks good or sounds good, I immediately pull up one of mine and compare it and see how far off I am. You know, just to see how far off I am. Nothing like it. Not that I'm going to react fanatically or react and say, I got to get this, I got to get that. I just want to see how far off I am. And a lot of times, I'm pretty close. A lot of times, not bad. Considering how much money I didn't spend and how much effort and no lighting and all this and all that, you know, the effortlessness in which I carry out making these podcasts, you know. Push the button across 224. Let me get the picture. Let me get the selfie. Here across 224. Push the button across 224. We did it. Here we go. On our way. Usually I stop right here. Usually that's where I stop. It's a 7. 7 and 224. Hey, I remember you. That's the same guy I saw yesterday. Remember I was telling you the guy who was wanted to talk? That was him. What the hell?
Woo! Thank you. Usually it run you over. And the CFRP looked at me like she mad shit. God damn it. I see.
Some black people say.
God damn it, that nigger should have ran him over.
A lot of people think that way. A lot of people back here think that's how white people think. And I don't know if they're just repeating the narrative or
they think that's what being black
is all about. But Walmart, five, bus.
That bus.
And I was telling somebody, I told y'all, buses back here run once an hour. What's that about? That once an hour stuff ain't no good. That once an hour stuff ain't happening. Did I zoom in? I did zoom in. Okay, I can zoom in. I can pinch zoom.
Yeah, we get
there.
27 minutes on life. Let me stop this.
Stop.
Another topic. Can I do that?